This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today is upon you and is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with the Us's, being Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and you. The question you might be considering asking as you listen to another hour of the DJV program: can others, doing what they're doing now, no matter what their motivation, no matter what their relationship, no matter what they decide, keep you from being all you can be? I would say the answer is no. When listening to Jennifer, Victoria, or Jay, they are who they are. In some circumstances, we all run through in life those things, the challenges that seem insurmountable, and yet here you are. You've done a great job getting to where you are today. Take credit for that. Imagine living in Florida and getting up to see that the state of Florida has released some genetically modified mosquitoes. Today, how about that, boys and girls? They've been released not only in Florida, but apparently elsewhere around the country. But there's a pilot program in Florida. They want to use them to spread, to stop the spread, or at least reduce the spread of deadly diseases. Apparently, these new mosquitoes, remember, when you were kids, you used to capture fireflies in a bottle. Did you ever do that?
Sure.
Three of you? Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? That's part of being a kid growing up. So now these new mosquitoes that they have in the Florida Keys, they apparently glow at night. They're supposed to go to piles of dung, otherwise known as manure, where a lot of yellow fever, I guess even Zika. They still have Zika around. Remember Zika from a few years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That still is around, apparently. So they have this biotech firm, Oxitec, along with the Florida Mosquito Control Division, have launched the project in hopes of reducing the number of species that spread diseases. How in the world do you do this? You just see the picture. Look at the picture of these things.
Well, they make they're genetically modified females, right? Who
of course.
Or are they males who mate with the females who carry the diseases?
No, I think it's females.
And then the females can't reproduce, so it's like population control.
Well, isn't it like spiders that eat the female spiders when they mate?
They should do that to some reality stars.
Okay. So anyway, it'd be good to have some of these mosquitoes around to eliminate some of the politicians that are around today. You could use them out in California, and if you just bite them, and they'll go away. But they're really ugly looking. They're ugly.
Ugly. Whoa! Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, they're pretty at night.
Cicadas. Like cicadas. We saw.
Put a little glitter on them, and Jen will be like, I like having them as a pet.
Right, exactly.
If they would have just put glitter on the murder hornets, I would have been fine.
Right. All right, so California apparently has lots of extra money. You get a tax refund, Jennifer? I see there's a $75 billion budget surplus, and it's conveniently come out just before a recall of the governor because he is such a fabulous manager.
And how can you have a surprise $75 million?
This guy is such a nail.
How do you have that?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. He's
going to pay everybody $600 for living there.
It's so criminal. Remember how this is probably a year ago now. I kept saying California is really bankrupt. They want the bailout for the pension problem. Remember that? And I said that's why they're looking for the bailouts of the blue states, and that's why he had all that beef with Trump when Trump was president and back and forth. The truth is that California does not really have a surplus. If we had all of the unfunded pension liability, we would be in the hole and in a big way. But clearly,
how do people fall for this stuff, though, Jennifer?
Because they just
read the
headline.
Does anybody believe this guy?
Yeah, this is great. This is the headline from one of our local sites. Newsom proposes new $600 stimulus payment for millions of Californians in economic recovery plan.
And then vote for me, please. Yes,
vote for me, right. And so now, sure and so this fake stimulus or this fake surplus has been around for years. It's not like it's new and it just popped up because Californians are overtaxed. So we pay a lot in state taxes. In fact, for my taxes, I have to pay more to the state than I do to the federal government because the state of California is ridiculous. So
wonderfully run, yeah.
Right, and so, of course, there's going to be a surplus, but instead of saying, wow, we need to either cut taxes or we need to handle this unfunded pension liability, instead he says, well, you know, guys, I'm going to be recalled in a couple of months, so why don't I send you all $600? I mean, it's just, it's beautiful. So here he goes, and we'll see if that buys the vote of Californians if they
can
get
you
a
believe
check
it?
Gavin Newsom.
Seriously, can you believe the guy's got this much hubris, whatever it is that it takes to
look? There's so many issues with this. Like, the layers of this problem, first of all, that people don't know about the pensions, that we pay too much in taxes. The other layer of this is that people go, wow, we get $600 back from the government. That's great. And they don't realize how much they've paid into that to get their measly $600 back. I mean, that's kind of the case with all of people, people in general. Me, I mean, we're all guilty of it. When we get a tax refund, we feel like we've hit the lottery. The truth is,
yeah, but
you should
want our money all year.
Right.
We should be investing our money.
Most people feel like they've hit the lottery. Oh, I got $1,000 back on my tax returns. Well, that's money you should have had in the first place. That's money you overpaid the government, and they should not be holding on to it for you. But yet, people just, you know, I mean, we're simple, and we get excited about stuff like this.
Not me. He is the biggest. How he ever get elected is just beyond. It just shows you how badly our education system is working because nobody's critical in their thinking. Nobody's taught how to think. It's what to think, not how to think. And there's another great example of how that whole system works. All right, let's fast forward, shall we, to the year 2021, where we are right now. Hello. New England Journal of Medicine has published a study that highlights the benefits now of treating depression with psychedelic drugs. Now, when I saw this at first, I'm remembering Timothy Leary. You know, all three of you know who Timothy Leary was?
Or was I talking?
Yeah, okay.
I do not.
All right. So Timothy Leary, if you look him up, Jennifer, you're a couple of years older than Jay and Victoria. So
thanks
maybe
for
that's
reminding
why.
Me.
Or maybe no. Well, maybe it's your father because your father was around same era as me. Your father would know.
Is
Jay,
he like
without
Hunter S. Thompson? Is this is that?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, okay. A little. He was sort of the father of psychedelia, in a manner of speaking.
Okay.
He wanted everybody to go tripping, and he was the best. Excuse me, the best example of it. If you look up Jane Fonda and her, we've been talking a lot about relationships today. She had an early on relationship with Dr. Timothy Leary. And so the whole controversy with Leary in the 60s, which sort of led, it was sort of a theme at Woodstock, was the number of drugs taking a trip on acid.
And he was a psychologist, so he came with, like, bona fides, right?
Oh, yeah,
so he was,
right.
Like, a PhD, and he was a psychologist.
Right.
And so
magic mushrooms were his thing.
He loved
magic mushrooms. Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
Psychedelic. What is wrong?
So now, apparently, according to this new report, the psychedelic medicine field has opened up. There are psychoactive components that are in most of these things that have been made illegal to help you if you are a psycho. Excuse me?
Well, it's not a back off on the psycho talk. If you have depression, which is, does not mean you're a psycho. No,
but you know what I'm saying.
If you have
extent of all of this.
Right, but if you have depression, this study has been, you know, applied to that manic depressive disorder, mood disorders.
Yeah.
I think they're testing things like the active ingredient in mushrooms on bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
CTE,
but the point is, Victoria,
injuries.
Yes, they're doing all these things, but the point is 40 years ago this was illegal and it would kill you. if you took too much of it. Now it's being turned around to use to help you out. And the reason that there are two reasons for me bringing it up. One, sort of the irony for those who are my age who remember how this stuff, the government was on you like a, what do they call it? Stink on flies or whatever. And, or flies on
flies on poop. Right.
That's true. That too. And now it's maybe the fix for the problems, as is the case when you look at the COVID reality and what happened and how that's all, it turns out almost every day, especially now, we're looking at things that were, you know, we were poo-pooing them or we said, no, that's not true or that couldn't happen. And in fact, they are part of the solution. So whether this is, whether, I mean, you think about how the psychiatric or psychedelic drugs, excuse me, I got to make sure I get the right terminology. Psychedelic drugs, that's what we called it. In 1968, it was the psychedelic revolution that changed things. And now, psychiatrists say this will change psychiatry and how people are treated and the kind of drugs that they are given. And I don't know whether I think this is good. I find it amusing and interesting. But I also find the focus on drugs back to where we are in our society, not only here but around the world, where drugs seem to propel almost everything that we do. It was the important part of COVID,
take
right?
A pill
get rid of
this.
It.
Take a drug. For that.
Do this. Exactly.
It's
every television
like,
commercial, there are more damn drugs on television than on the radio now than you could possibly imagine there was.
Yeah, and I'm sure Big Pharma hates this news, right? Because they are so anti-marijuana. They're anti-hemp. They're anti-CBD.
Yeah,
I'm sure having magic mushrooms. Yeah, I'm sure having magic mushrooms or, you know, and other things, I think they're called psychotropic drugs,
yeah.
Things like that are, that's another threat to Big Pharma. But I'd rather take something that comes from a plant, you know, than...
Yeah, no, look, I get it. I mean, you know, rationally, like, my mind sees that it's natural and all that, and great. But I don't love this idea in therapy where we trade, because in... So often, to heal people, and I put air quotes around it, or treat people, we exchange one thing for another.
Exactly.
So, for instance, if you have and all of this stuff, you trade one thing for another. A lot of times, people who stop drinking alcohol or doing drugs will start smoking cigarettes. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, we think that's less damaging, but is it really? And so then the answer to me is, I get it. It's natural and all this, and I want to be cool and down with it. But is treating people's problems, like by getting them to trip or making them high, is that really
but there's more to
problem?
It but there's more to it, because it's not just about making them trip or getting them high. There's a whole therapy session that's going on, because a lot of issues come from subconscious or unconscious thoughts or something that happened that your body or mind are trying to repress. So this kind of taps into them in a safe environment.
All right. Okay.
So there's
well,
more therapy there going on with
Doug's
them.
Done this. Doug peeped his guts out in Peru.
It's 18. Don't remind me. 18 after the hour.
See?
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only Drumstick Blizzard with peanuts. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ Soft Serve, and Blue Sky Bliss. Or maybe you get the Brownie Batter Blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy, taste good.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
After here on the Animal Kingdom, the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and presenting Jay Kirshner with trending items here. I was just talking off the air with Jay about Seth Rogen and James Franco. It seems I missed that whole deal of how they have been writing partners. I know they've been in some movies together, but I don't like Seth Rogen, so I never go to the movies to see him anyway. And Franco, I can take or leave. So what is all of this? He's been all over the place on the late-night TV shows talking about how he won't work with Franco. So what's the scoop here, Jay?
Yeah, James Franco's been in a lot of trouble in the past years for sexual abuse and harassment allegations, rape allegations. And great. Seth Rogen before, I mean, they had a partnership. They have done numerous movies together, worked on so many projects, you know, BFFs in a way. And Seth Rogen has come out and said that he has, you know, he's kind of cut off from James Franco. He has no interest in working with him again or continuing a personal nor professional relationship. And he even went on, Seth Rogen went on to apologize and express regret over different statements he's made in favor of James
Franco. But why all of a sudden? What is there that he must have been affected? Somehow somebody said to him, we're not working with you anymore if you have any connection to Franco. That has
probably.
I mean, he could have done this a long time ago, but he didn't. This sounds very self-serving to
me. He even was part of in this 2014, he was on Saturday Night Live, and during his monologue when he was hosting, he even made a joke in reference to the first allegation of when James Franco was sliding into the DMs of a 17-year-old asking her to meet him at a hotel. Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, in his monologue, he was even kind of minimizing everything, saying, oh, that one time I pranked James Franco, I posed as a 17-year-old girl, and, you know, and then he didn't seem to be fazed, you know, so he kind of
he's
played into it a lot.
He's a big
kind of on his apology tour with everything.
Phony. Ah, what a phony. Okay.
I mean, I'm not friends with James Franco, but I think I remember him being, I'm like, in my mind, he's a weirdo. I mean, when
he's a total weirdo.
Everybody know that? Yeah.
Completely.
Well, I mean, he has so many different allegations, even from students of his when he was teaching acting classes and them kind of saying that he would allude to the fact that there may be some parts on the table if they perform sexual acts.
Fabulous. Okay, so here's another one. We've heard the stories in the last, what, year or so? Actually, it's been going on longer than that about some of the acts of hate against Asians. And now here's an awful, I don't even like to highlight this, but it just tells you how sick or crazy or angry or mean or nasty. Why would this happen? I guess, Jay, is the question.
Yeah, that is a big question. Why? Why is it happening? Why does it keep happening? Two teenagers attacked an 80-year-old Asian man in the San Francisco Bay Area, and nobody stepped in to help him, even as the guy is crying out for help, and you can hear somebody like in the distance laughing. So they don't know if there was a bystander or somebody who was part of the, you know, with these suspects. They're in their teens. One was as young as 16 years old, and then they got into a getaway car.
How do you get at that age? How are you so angry? Where do you get that? And then, well, maybe you get it. This is a story about this guy who attacked an Asian woman in New York after he got out of jail. He murdered his mother. There's another fine, upstanding human that is on the streets now again. He murders his mother. First thing he does when he gets parole is attack an Asian woman. Why is this
just
guy
an innocent
out of jail?
Woman walking down the street?
Yeah,
was all
walking down
camera.
The street.
Yeah. No one helped her. And this is why, the argument. You know, criminal justice reform is great for low-level offenders, but when you murder your mother, I'm sorry, you deserve to be in jail your whole life.
Rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. See you later. Where are we going with all this stuff? And the liberal judges that come along and let these people out. Do you see one of the good shows on TV, the Monday... has a couple of good TV shows on it, and the story of the judge, Lola Cartwright, I don't know what the actress's name is, but it's called All Rise. There's some wonderful stories in there about how the system works, kind of. It's a really well-done program. This guy, if he'd have been before her, he'd have been thrown back in the clink! 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the best way to feed a pet is several small meals daily. It's healthier and will make your pet feel more comfortable. You know, a lot of people assume that they only have to feed their dog one meal a day. Now, nutritionally, that may in fact be enough. But what about the hunger? What about the feeling your pet has in their stomach? A pet that's hungry is about to get into trouble, just like a person with an empty stomach. It's much healthier, much better for your pet to feed them several small meals throughout the day if possible. Years ago, everyone recommended that you feed a dog three times a day as a puppy, then twice a day when they get a little bit older, and when they reach a year, they only need one feeding a day. Well, let me explain to you that when your dog's belly is empty, as a behaviorist, I know that feeling, and that's when they get in trouble. So small feedings throughout the day, it's healthier for your pet, and at the same time, it may avoid your pet's gaining weight. And as we know, canine and feline obesity is one of the biggest problems vets see. So feed several small meals throughout the day. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that the U.S. has seen a consistent downward trend in COVID cases over the last few months.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said during a Senate hearing on Tuesday that average daily cases and deaths have fallen by more than 70% since January. On Monday, the average new cases per day fell below 40,000 for the first time since September. Dr. Amesh Adalja says cases will become more rare as more people become fully vaccinated. The infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University tells CBS News that the U.S. is seeing the same trends experienced by highly vaccinated countries.
When you look at countries that are highly vaccinated, like Israel, when they crossed about 40% of their population fully vaccinated, they basically saw cases plummet, and the cases have not come back up, even in the face of more worrisome variants. So I do think as we close in on 40%, and I think we're around 33% or so, we will likely see this trajectory continue.
This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Hamas and Israel exchange missiles, the consequences have cost lives on both sides. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Violence continues to escalate in Israel as Hamas militants fired rockets at Tel Aviv from Gaza Tuesday, with Israeli defense forces responding with airstrikes. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyk believes tensions will continue to escalate. He tells CNBC that Israel will do what it feels it needs to in order to get Hamas to stop firing rockets at Israeli cities.
The Israelis are seeking now to try to reestablish the deterrence that they had that lasted for about 6 years and prevented these rocket attacks, for the most part, from landing on Israeli cities. And they won't be content to call this off until they've inflicted enough pain on Hamas to get them to stop that rocket fire. Hamas, on the other hand, is going to respond by attacking Israeli cities indiscriminately with these rockets to try to show that they will not be deterred by Israel and to champion the Palestinian cause.
The fighting stems from Palestinian grievances over what they see as years of efforts by Israel to push them out of Jerusalem. Also a pending court decision on evictions in the area. After nearly 5 years in space, OSIRIS-REx mission is heading to Earth with a sample of rocks and dust from Bennu, a 4.5 billion-year-old asteroid that has been in an orbit that brings it near Earth for the past 1.75 million years. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you care where your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Sort of a bulldog here on the DJV program. The Dugger is on the air with Jen Jen, Victoria, and JJ. You could be JJ. Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. All right, so I was saying to Victoria, it would be good to have the insight into the jobs report. But first, today seems to be one of those days. Here's something from Houston about a tiger that... the weirdness of people just never, maybe I've been doing this too long, because I look at stuff like this and I think, oh, well, how'd you like to see a tiger walking down the street in your neighborhood? Kind of like a dog on a leash, right? That's sort of what happened, isn't it, ladies?
Oh, the tiger had a collar on and everything. No one knows how it got out, but there was an off-duty police officer who came to face-to-face with it and had his gun drawn when the owner of the tiger shows up and approaches... Yeah, approaches the tiger like it's a golden retriever. Like, just, you know, puts his arm around it, and the tiger is very docile.
Everybody wants to have a tiger like that, right? Don't we all want to have a tiger like that in our tank?
No.
That's Joe Exotic or Carol Baskin. Right?
Not remotely. That's not fair to the tiger.
Well, tigers are not living. See, that's an interesting thing, Jay. That's very astute of you. We try to domesticate animals like they were people.
Like they were
dogs,
cats.
One thing, yeah, like they're pets. I guess you can make a pet. I've posted some videos on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStefan. I use it for a lot of things about animals, and there have been some things that I've posted in the last month or so that show animals like tigers and wild animals that are domesticated, that love their owners. But then there are always those stories. Remember what happened to Siegfried and Roy? They had these tigers that they trained since they were little tigers, and yet he sticks his head in the tiger, and the tiger just about bites his head off.
And show me a member of the Joe Exotic Park that had all of their limbs. And it's not the animal's fault. I mean, they're just, you know, they're not meant to be.
No, the animals,
situation.
Yeah, right. It's like we treat it like it was the animal. I got to kill that animal. Why? The animal's just doing what the animal does. And it's pretty ridiculous how... sometimes people react to that sort of thing. And speaking of reactions, Jennifer had a wonderful time yesterday by her office because one of the trending things that Jay didn't get to, but people are talking about, not only in L.A., but one wonders if this could happen near you to your local police station. So, Jay, what really happened here? Jennifer, did you feel there was a bomb that went off?
But it was over the weekend. It wasn't.
It just happened to be yesterday.
In a police station that's near my office. But I was kind of stunned because living in LA, you'd think a big deal would be to throw a Molotov cocktail at a police station. I mean, it's a firebomb.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody was reporting on it locally. And I happened to go onto Twitter as I was starting my morning show in LA, and I saw this reporter, Bill Malusian, who worked for the local Fox 11 affiliate. Now he's doing stuff for Fox News, and he tweets out about how this firebomb attack at the police station happened on Sunday morning early. I went, how are we not hearing about this? This should be a big news story. Nothing. It was crickets. Had to dig around. Finally, it kind of broke around, I don't know, probably in the evening hours. Jay, you probably saw it on social media yesterday.
Yeah, it was like late afternoon, early evening yesterday.
Yeah, and it's like, what took so long? You would think that would be a pretty big story, regardless of whether the guy was successful or not. A guy who's trying to firebomb a police station seems like it would, you know, constitute a headline or two.
Yeah, and he was caught. He was arrested immediately.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I think that's why it didn't make as big of a splash, is because they caught him right away.
Right. Okay, let's go to the jobs report, Victoria. This is the inside of the inside, an inside insight into the inside information. How does that sound confusing?
Yes.
Okay, well, why don't you straighten it out then?
Yeah, so everyone's still, you know, talking about the jobs report that came out last Friday, and people are going in and parsing bits and pieces of it out. And one of the things that's kind of interesting is that we haven't really talked about is there's a survey of 2,000 workers. This was done by Wakefield Research, and they surveyed 2,000 workers who work in buildings with 500 or more employees. And this is across the U.S., the U.K., Germany, and the Middle East. And the findings found that the majority of the global workforce, 68%, didn't feel comfortable going back into the office building because they didn't trust that their employer would have the proper safety measures in place post-pandemic. That number is actually even higher for people who have been working remotely. 75% said that they're especially skeptical about the safety of the work sites. And one in four remote workers, 23%, said that they would rather look for a new job than return to a site that did not have safety measures in place. Plexiglass dividers, things like that, mandatory mask wearing, you know, what all of the protocols that we've been living with for the last year. And so this is another part of the jobs report that, you know, I know the big headline, and it's very easy to make it a talking point, is, oh, you know, we're paying people to stay at home, and we keep hearing this argument.
Well,
that argument really isn't, but the thing is, though, when you look beyond the headline, that's actually the biggest gains were in the leisure and hospitality industries. Those were the restaurant and hospitality industry was hit the hardest, and yet they've had the fastest gains. So they're now up 5.4 million.
Well, I think because they're finally reopened. I mean, they were shut down, so of course.
Right, but my point though is, those are the people who you could say would benefit from "quote unquote" staying at home and getting unemployment, and that's just not the case. They're the ones who are going back to work, regardless of COVID. They're the ones going back to work at the highest percentage. So there's just a lot.
I don't like to be cynical, but I think people just like working from home, and so they say that they're afraid to go back to work. I don't think people are really afraid.
I think there's an element of that. Yeah.
Yeah, because guess what? Why get the vaccine then? I mean, the messaging has been, the reason people are afraid, if they really are, is because of the fear mongering that's been going on. If you've got the vaccine, you should be okay to return to your workplace. I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't buy it. I think there are a lot of people who over the last year got really comfortable working in their pajamas and they're happy with it. And they don't want to be forced back into the workplace.
Well, I get that, and that's fine, but that was only 23% of the people in this survey who said that they would rather look for a new job than go into an office building that didn't have, you know, safety protocols in place.
But
you know,
now the safety protocols are even in question. Look at all the stuff floating around today, basically negating half of what we've done under the guise of safety or protection or whatever it has been over the past year, that have created this not only fear among all of us as to how we live our daily lives with our family and friends and go to work, but never mind the greater picture of what damage it's caused to the livelihoods of people, to businesses, to the economy of all of our nations. It's like,
And some of the other stuff that we need to also look at is that in September, last September, the largest group of people leaving the workforce were women because the kids weren't in school.
Yeah.
And they had to stay
home. It's the ripple effect of this.
As of right now, only 54% of schools in the U.S. are open full-time.
Which is another atrocity.
Another outrage.
Right.
You're right.
So when kids,
outrageous.
When kids are only in school for 2 to 3 hours a day, that doesn't allow the mom to go and take a job again.
No.
What job can you work at for 2 or 3 hours and then you have to pick the kids up again?
I think that's a real issue, and that's why the schools need to be opened, and they should have been opened last year.
The fact that we're
kowtowing down to the needs of the teachers' union is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
All right, so here's another
A lot of different elements that play into it. The question is, do we need to subsidize it if people are afraid? I don't care if you're afraid. You have resources now that are available. I've been afraid for over a year. I had to keep working. Nobody took that, you know, nobody gave me an option. So why do I have to pay for someone else if they're afraid to go to work?
Right. Under the circumstances, we have such a distorted view of reality. Once again, I hold the news media accountable for this, but also people not being taught how to think. And so we have the dependency that we've created on the state, on the federal government, whatever it is. I noticed that Arkansas has decided to stop the federally funded, you know, the unemployment benefits. What is this, the third or fourth state?
And you know what these states are going to find out? If they don't get their kids in school full time, they're going
to
find that they have women
who cannot do that as well.
By the way, Arkansas is a stupid time.
It's a stupid time for states who don't have schools open full time. It's ridiculous for them to cut this off.
And why are schools not open? I mean, why is that not a thing? I mean, they should be open 100%. And Arkansas, I believe, is fully reopened as far as schools go.
Out of control. 44 past the hour. More COVID items in just a moment here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, 46 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug and Jen and Victoria and Jay with the use of Pfizer COVID vaccines now with teenagers. Good idea, bad idea? Anybody talk to any parents about whether they think this is a good idea or not? And does it make a difference? What is there some suggestion that a special vaccine should have been developed for youngsters? Is that part of the discussion here?
I don't know. How do you make a vaccine that's as effective and change the ingredients? I don't know. Yeah. The interesting thing about this, though, is that Pfizer has said that in their trials that the vaccine was 100% effective at protecting against getting COVID.
But
with adults, we're only in the 90 percentile. I mean, I got Pfizer, in the 90-something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That is sort of interesting. But mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to your question about how parents feel about this. I don't have anybody who has kids that old, but 52% of parents surveyed said that they were likely to get their kids vaccinated. 32% said that they wanted to wait and see how kids reacted to it, and 19% said they would never. So, I don't know. Moderna's doing the same thing, and J&J is in testing as well with kids that age.
All right, so one other thing that has come out of the COVID reality, the ability to skip or make smaller monthly payments on your mortgage. Obviously, then you have a little more money for things that are more important, although what's more important than having a roof over your
food.
Head?
Food.
Yeah, I suppose. Yep,
diapers.
Right. So a couple of million homeowners had entered forbearance plans as of last month. Now, let's see here. 4 million mortgages, apparently, in arrears are in forbearance. That was last year at this time. How many more this year? At this time, 59% of the people surveyed felt their financial stability depended on being able to delay their mortgage payments. So how many people do you know, all or any of you, that are in that circumstance? Let's see, Jennifer, you own your own home. You got a mortgage. You pay rent. Jay, do you own the home where you are?
We actually had to do forbearance for the month of January, but then we were all caught up by end of March.
Did they add interest, the interest for that month they added on to your mortgage, or they just forgive it?
Because we did we had scheduled for a 3-month plan, even though we ended up not needing it, and we paid back right away. We didn't do any kind of payment plan, so we were able to skip any extra fees.
Okay,
but the problem is if people I have a close friend who has had to do this for, it's been almost a year now, so that she's been out of work. So it's, you know, that's a lifeline. And if they just tack it on and give you one big bill, I don't know how people are going to pay that.
Yeah. Well, they're not worried about it because it's not today, Victoria. And that's how that shapes up, I think, much as anything else. Out of sight, out of mind. 10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Geller joins us now with his weekly visit, talking about everything under the sun. Did you know that this is International Feng Shui Awareness Week? The ancient art of Feng Shui, which was developed in China when they actually were wonderful people back 3,000 years ago. So do you, when you set up your home in England or your home when you lived in America or your home now back in your native Israel, do you take into account Feng Shui practices? Seems to me you and I talked about that in your house in England many years ago.
Both my apartment here and the museum are Feng Shui. We made sure to place, especially in the museum, because, you know, I'm a great believer that if someone touches an item, an object, they instill their energies into the object, and so I made sure that where John Lennon is displayed, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, David Bowie, Salvador Dali, they're all placed in such a situation that the Feng Shui energy lines can flow freely, and this empowers the whole hall, you know, the space where the museum is. And look, the fact is that we know about feng shui. You know, Doug, that science is basically doing something dangerous. And let me explain. It's getting popular. Science is getting popular. And ordinary people are beginning to understand how consciousness is formed, how the cosmos was born, how atoms work, how life evolves. Science, Doug, is becoming an intelligent form of entertainment, like art and literature. You know, for decades, there have been clever explainers like Leonardo da Vinci, because I own one of his rock crystals that Salvador Dali gave me. And if you look at Leonardo da Vinci's paintings and Michelangelo's painting, you will see a lot of science involved in their art. So, yes, we are learning more about the real tangible energy lines, the auras, the spirits, the ghosts of our lives. This all does exist, and I'm a huge, huge believer. And this is why I actually went out and bought Lamb Island. I'm the owner of an island, a mysterious island in Scotland that is very near Edinburgh, and it's on off the shores of North Berwick. And believe it or not, Stevenson, who wrote Treasure Island, lived on that shore. So most probably he was looking at my Lamb Island, and that's when the story Treasure Island formed in his mind. And under Lamb Island, there are ley lines that go directly to Roslyn Chapel, you know, the Da Vinci Codes. Right. From there, they travel to Jerusalem. Then they take a sharp right turn into the pyramids in Egypt. Also, my island is a hotspot for UFOs. As time goes by, science is beginning to validate that UFOs exist. We've got all these Navy pilot films of seeing UFOs. Now they just released a film where you can actually see triangular UFOs zooming by in speeds that are unheard of, uncalculable with modern science. So, yes, I do believe that in a few years, well, not a few, but maybe three decades from now, there will be contact. Steven Spielberg's movies, you know, Contact, and all the other films that we've seen that we consider today science fiction, will come to be true.
You're right. And more things that we thought were impossible to even imagine are coming true. The world, I have a very good friend, Jonathan Tucker. You haven't seen this show over in Israel yet, but I would ask you to look it up. It's called Debris, and it deals in what you are talking about. It's fascinating. Maybe sometime I'll take him to see you in Israel if I can get him away from doing shoots and movies and TV shows. But it's a fascinating story about things that have come to Earth that were part of a interstellar platform that somehow blew apart, and the pieces are falling to the earth, and the people that are affected by it. It's a fascinating show. You should look it up. Debris.com. All right, so there we go. More discussion about energy, things that are super, super natural, but they are super important. And you can find them all at Uri's website, Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Don't forget to check on his book. It's out. The most recent book of dozens that he's written is called Learn to Douse, Using Your Own Intuition to Learn How to Do It. It's fascinating stuff. Energy, energy, energy. We're all beings of energy. Uri, talk to you next week. Uri Geller here.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.